Good afternoon. These organ recitals are very informal, and I want to keep it that way. And if some of you, in the course of the next couple of days, have particular requests that I can play, I'd be very happy to oblige and do this for you. So today I'm going to play material that is mostly unserious, and some of it is somewhat serious. And the first number I would like to play for you is written by, is a concerto, which sounds serious right off, but it really isn't. It's a concerto by George Frideric Handel, and it's in four movements. And the best way to describe it is to say that it is simply slow, fast, slow, fast. So if the first one is slow, then you know the next one is going to be fast. George Frideric Handel wrote many of these concerti for no other purpose other than to put them at intermission times at some of his big concerts when people were talking with each other or visiting or just having lots of fun chatting. And they're not intended to be serious. In fact, they were written not even for pedals on the organ. And it's only in later years that the pedals have been added. So I'd like to play the one for you in F major by George Frideric Handel, Concerto. the same time that Handel lived, there was another composer across the English Channel by the name of Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach. He wrote many things for which we dearly love him and appreciate what he's done. But one particular thing that he wrote was never intended to be written for a wedding, but it has been used at weddings many, many times since. It's a little aria written for two flutes and organ or orchestra and solo voice. Sheep and lambs may safely graze.
Thank you.
next number is also by Bach. Bach is an expert contrapuntalist. And for those of you who are searching for a definition of that term, it's the ability to write one note against another note in a very interesting way. An interesting way which makes people smile and enjoy it, and the performer sweat while he does it. Just to give you an illustration, if I took a tune like this, and put a very simple counterpoint to that, or a note against that, it would come out like this. But Bach always does things the better way and makes it come out much more interestingly, so that when it comes out, the melody that you are supposed to hear, you do hear. But the melody that he created is even a better one, and it has a right to stand on its own feet. A case in point is the number that I'd like to play for you now, which is the Fantasy and Fugue in G minor. The Fantasy employs two themes, a large, loud theme of rather majestic nature, and a secondary theme, which is more lyric. And he plays with both of those, and there's a lot of counterpoint in there, but you'll hear more counterpoint in the fugue. During his lifetime, he was prevailed upon to try out for a position as cantor in Hamburg. And one of the things he had to do was to improvise for the committee. And the organist of the church, who was retiring, gave Mr. Bach a theme to improvise on. And with tongue in cheek, he gave it to him, because it is an old drinking song emanating from Holland. And that drinking song was known by everyone, so you can imagine what young Johann must have thought of when he was handed the theme and said, "Now make something of it." The theme goes like this. And from that, he was supposed to improvise. So he constructed a new theme right on the spot and then made a fugue, and it went like this. Now you recognize it from the original. Never satisfied with the very simple. It had to be more ornate, so here it was. And he has a lot of fun doing it. So let me play the Fantasy and Fugue for you.